Never have I had plunder like your own from any Trojan stronghold battered down by the Achaeans. I have seen more action hand to hand in those assaults than you have. But when the time for sharing comes, the greater share is always yours. Worn out with battle, I carry off some trifle to my ships. Well, this time I make sail for home. Better to take now to my ships. Why linger, cheated of winnings, to make wealth for you? To this, the High Commander made reply. Desert, if that's the way the wind blows. Will I beg you to stay on my account? I will not. Others will honor me, and Zeus, who views the wide world most of all. No officer is hateful to my sight as you are. None given like you to faction, as to battle. Rugged you are, I grant, by some god's favor. Sail, then, in your ships, and lord it over your own battalion of Myrmidons. I do not give a curse for you, or for your anger. But here is warning for you. Chryseis, being required of me by Phoebus Apollo, she will be sent back in a ship of mine, manned by my people. That done, I myself will call for Briseis at your hut, and take her, flower of young girls that she is, your prize, to show you here and now who is the stronger, and make the next man sick at heart, if any think of claiming equal place with me. A pain like grief weighed on the son of Peleus, and in his shaggy chest this way and that the passion of his heart ran. Should he draw long sword from hip, stand off the rest, and kill in single combat the great son of Atreus? Or hold his rage in check and give it time? And as this tumult swayed him, as he slid the big blade slowly from the sheath, Athena came to him from the sky. The white-armed goddess Hera sent her, being fond of both, concerned for both men. And Athena, stepping up behind him, visible to no one except Achilles, gripped his red-gold hair.